This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This coming weekend, Chinese leaders meet to hammer out economic reforms they hope will put the world's second biggest economy back on track. On one of the reforms, President Xi Jinping had started the ball rolling a year ago when he ordered government officials to stop with the lavish banquets. And that had a tremendous impact on the sales of Baijiu, a grain alcohol that'll knock you flat. But as Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, one Chinese company has selected an American to save the day.
Jim Rice became CEO of Shuijingfeng Baijiu Company nearly a year ago. It was terrible timing.
About the time I arrived, the industry started to go on a slide. So my sales are down 50%. We've just given a warning to the stock market that our profit will be down between 80 and 100%.
Shuijingfeng, partly owned by multinational Diageo, hired Rice because he's got a good track record of adapting foreign companies like Tyson Foods to China.
And my job role today is to take a very traditional Chinese company and a very traditional Chinese industry and adapt Western practices to it. And I've got to globalize this company.
Rice has to cut staff, prices, and expenses, but his biggest challenge might be a plan to market Baijiu to Americans. Inside Shuijingfeng's distillery in the city of Chengdu, Rice shows me a 600-year-old Baijiu pit. Next to that, mounds of mud covering a fermenting mixture of grains like rice, corn, and wheat, giving off Baijiu's distinctive odor.
Well, it's sweet and a little bit rancid, I suppose.
This smell, Westerners compare it to anything from nail polish to dumpster juice, is Baijiu's Achilles heel in markets outside of China. The Chinese drink it at room temperature, but if Baijiu is served on ice, the smell is diminished. It's nearly erased if you mix it with other liquids. At a tasting event in California, Rice created four Baijiu cocktails. One was a Baijiu mojito. He says they were a hit. Back at the distillery, fresh, hot Baijiu pours out of steamers.
That is 70% alcohol, so it's 140 proof. That's pretty strong stuff.
Rice stands next to a short, smiling man, the master distiller. He offers me a shot of his finest product with both hands. Refusing is out of the question. As they say in China, ganbei.
Wow, my mouth is on fire.
The master distiller grabs the shot glass from my hand and refills it from another vat.
Oh, I'm good with one. I don't know if I can...
But our master distiller thinks we should try them all.
How many are there?
Okay. Well, you don't have to swallow.
Okay, I'll sip it from here on.
And for this potential American customer, a Baijiu mojito sounds pretty good right about now. Slightly drunk in Chengdu, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.